everybody. Welcome to the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Daniel Hummer, and I'm here with the man, the myth, the legend, one of the greatest of all time, and one of my favorite people to be around, Eric. Welcome to the show.
What's up? How are you? How was
That's
your
good.
Week?
I had a great week. Phenomenal week.
That's good.
How was yours?
So did I. It was good.
And, of course, our other favorite, Clint, is here. How we doing, Clint?
I'm good.
All right. So we got WrestleMania 20.
Sharon's here.
And Sharon's here. Misty Peanut, we got the cats in the building. And we're ready for a hell of an episode. It's WrestleMania weekend, baby. And, of course, you know, the Hulk Hogan of this podcast, Doug's here.
You know, I'd rather not be introduced than fucking be called the Hulk Hogan of the podcast.
You're the Hacksaw Jim Duggan of the podcast.
I can deal with that.
Because you get all the...
Yeah.
All right. WrestleMania weekend.
Unfortunately, Eric's the best looking hoe I can get.
There you go. We're reviewing WrestleMania 21. Basically, WrestleMania is going to Hollywood again, baby. And we're going to talk about the first time they did that, WrestleMania 21.
Right.
And, of course, that's a big WrestleMania. And we're going to preview this year's WrestleMania. We're going to do that first. Instead of Worker of the Week and all that, we're going to preview this year's WrestleMania. WrestleMania 39, we're going to Hollywood. It's a two-night event now because I guess that's just the way it is.
It's easier. So it's easier to do like 13, 14 matches in two nights instead of doing a two-hour pre-show, having three or four matches on that pre-show,
yeah,
and then going another 5 hours. So instead of just doing 7 hours in one night, you know, you split it up in between the two. So it does make sense.
It makes perfect sense. I'm not sure.
I actually like it this way, and I like it when they reveal, like what the matches are going to be, like beforehand, so you can actually determine which night is going to be better, so you know which night you know you're going to take a nap during the day for.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. Honestly, I'm excited for a lot of this. I'll just start naming off the matches and we'll give our opinions. I don't want to go too deep into this because WrestleMania 21 deserves its love.
Yeah.
But the first match for night one, apparently, is the former face of the company versus the new face of the company.
Yeah. Which pretty much the reason why this match is going on first is because John Cena said, I have better shit to do. I have a movie to film. Fuck you people. Put me on first.
Yeah, he's just coming out of Australia filming a movie with Santino.
Well, Andrew Santino, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you and I know who that is. They might not.
Oh.
You know, you say Santino, they might actually think Santino Marella.
Well, he might have been there, too.
that was my first guess.
He could have had a cameo.
Yeah.
Austin Theory versus John Cena for the U.S. title. I think the video packages for this and the promos and everything they've been doing on Raw. And Cena showed up a little bit. I mean, Cena's good on the microphone. He always has been.
Yeah.
He's a good talker. I think John Cena and Austin Theory is going to be a good one. I think, to me, it's kind of like Theory has to win, especially because it's for the title. I don't think John Cena can beat Austin Theory.
Well, because he's not going to stick around.
Yeah, unless you have him beat him and then you do some bullshit on Raw.
Or you have another star debut and then beat him for the title. The problem is...
Or do the rematch.
I mean, you could do that too. But, like, I forgot who it was. It was in some group where somebody said... It might have even been Eric.
Yeah.
That said, you know, Cena can win the title at WrestleMania, but then two nights later on Raw... He drops it to whoever the big NXT star debuting from NXT is going to be.
Yeah.
Which is going to be probably the loser of the NXT title match tomorrow afternoon at Stand and Deliver, which is either Carmelo Hayes or Baby Steiner.
I
mean, personally, like, if I was if I were picking, if I were picking, I would say that if they were going to do that, if Cena were going to win and then have him drop the title, I would say Baby Steiner, because Baby Steiner's held that NXT title for a year now.
They're calling him Baby Steiner. Broad breaker.
But I would...
What is he, a baby? Is he
Rick Steiner's son. Okay. Yeah. So, like, I would... If you're not going to put the keep the title on Theory, you put it on... You
almost called him Baby Steiner.
Yeah.
Austin Theory wins.
Yeah.
In my eyes. What do you think is going to happen, Eric?
I'm actually going to say this is hard because I could see either scenario. And but the right person that should win is Austin Theory.
Nobody's liking John Cena anymore?
It's not that we're not liking John Cena. It's just that when you're not really around, do you really need to hold the title?
True.
Well, all right. I want to say Austin Theory, but not because I want to win. Because technically, I want to see Cena win. The only problem is, number one, this match doesn't need to be for the U.S. title. It just so happens that Theory is a champion, and he wants to put the title on the line. Number two, John, in the last couple of matches, we've seen John Cena end. It's just quick move, out the door. It's not because of the whole Hollywood situation. If Cena winds up going all out, getting hurt, then it's going to put the lane, and then we probably won't never see him again. Same thing what happened with The Rock. The Rock got hurt that one year with John Cena, and wound up, and we haven't seen The Rock in a wrestling, and I don't think Hollywood is allowing part-timers like this to come back and go all out because of injuries that can happen, because of setbacks.
Right, especially if he is in the middle of filming a major movie right now. You know, I don't know how, you know, big this movie in Australia is with Andrew Santino. But I'm saying that I legit don't know, like, I don't really know anything about the movie that he's filming.
No, I don't think anybody does. It hasn't been announced yet.
Yeah.
They're shooting it.
So, like, I don't know, like, what the details are, how big this is, you know, if it's just a porno.
I don't think it's just a porno.
Okay.
It's probably on a streamer, at least. It's not like they're going to be doing a fucking indie movie with John Cena.
Well, what I'm saying is that, like...
It's probably big. It's probably important. John Cena usually is in bigger projects.
So then, like, Hollywood pretty much probably called Cena, or not Cena, called WWE and said... Let just 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. He'll put the guy over. Don't do anything fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Or else we'll fucking sue you, and this isn't a lawsuit you could sweep under the rug.
No, it's not.
Like, that's why I do agree with Clint that they're not just going to do it, that they're not going to do anything, like, extravagant. Like, Cena's not going to come out there and have an awesome showing or something like that. It's going to be, go in there, do what you got to do, get the fuck out, get back on the plane, get back to Australia.
Well, I hope Cena goes at least, like, 15, 20 to make the kid look good. Because
yeah.
This is the opener, too. So I'm surprised that Logan Paul is going to be the second match on night one.
Well,
what's his match? Who's he wrestling?
Seth Rollins.
Okay.
So just because that's the way
Seth fucking Rollins.
That's just because this is the way it's listed on Wikipedia. Doesn't necessarily mean. I mean, they still might shift everything up to tomorrow night. Because the way I kind of see it, we know Cena and Theory is going to open. I think they put that men's showcase on second because nobody gives a fuck.
Do you?
Yeah, Street Profits, Alpha Academy, Viking Raiders, and Braun and Ricochet. But the big thing that's going to happen in there is that Otis is finally going to turn on Chad Gable and side with the Maximum Male models or whatever the fuck they are. Uh, And then that's going to be in a, that's going to be the end of that. So that's going to be like that big thing. So I would I would put that on I would put that on second. I wouldn't put Rollins and Logan Paul on second.
You wouldn't?
No.
I wouldn't either.
I would get that the hell out of the way.
I agree with Doug.
I agree with Doug, too. Plymouth, is John Cena or Theory going over?
Well, I thought Theory was going to go over. I want Cena to go. I mean, technically, I'd rather see, if I could see any other, I think John Cena was always set. Theory in the ring, if it was an all-out, great-on, very fishing match. I think that will happen. That would happen. Now all Cena does is trash talk people on the mic. It makes you make them look stupid, but he can't make them look stupid in the ring. That's the way I look at it. If you go back to that first, how that match was set up, Austin Theory stood no chance in that promo against John Cena.
Yep.
All right. So, like, the thing is that after Cena buried him the way he did, Austin Theory has to win, or else Austin Theory's push is done.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I think we're all kind of in agreement that it has to be Theory.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Seth fucking Rollins and Logan Paul.
All right, Logan Paul has said that his contract is up after tomorrow.
Okay.
And what you tend to notice about people that say that their contracts are up are if they go over or not.
Yeah.
And or like if they re-sign. Logan Paul has said that WWE will be stupid not to re-sign him.
Did he say that?
He said something along those lines. So he's like, they're going to resign me. They'd be stupid not to.
He's right.
So if Seth Rollins wins tomorrow, Logan Paul is done with WWE.
Well, I don't think he should lose. I mean, I love Seth Rollins, but what else are you going to do with the guy? And I don't mean to be harsh like that. I mean, there's a lot more you can do with him, but... Like, he's done everything. He's fucking acclaimed. It's like, does he really need to beat up a YouTuber, too? And I think this Rollins' stock does not get bigger by beating Logan Paul. Logan Paul's stock gets bigger by beating Seth Rollins, because then he can say he's beat The Miz and Seth Rollins.
Right.
Right now, all he can say is that he's got his ass kicked by Roman. I mean, he pinned the Mysterios, but then he got beat up. Like... It's good that this guy wins, especially if you're going to keep him in the bad guy role, which he kind of is right now.
Yeah.
Right? So I like him as a heel, and I think, yeah, have him win. And then they can steal my idea for Logan and Cody next year at WrestleMania, and you guys all owe me $100.
There you go.
When we did that episode. No, but I think Logan.
Yeah, I like Logan Paul now.
Yeah, you bandwagon jumper.
Finally on the train.
I joined the party.
All right, what does anybody else think?
I think it's going to be Logan. Well, I think it's going to be Logan because I don't think they're going to let him leave just yet, because there's so much more you can do with the guy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I'm going to Seth
Rollins. You can put that on him.
Yes.
What, Clint?
I'm not a Seth Rollins person. I want Seth Rollins to win this match. I really do.
You can't get down with Logan?
No, I can't get down with Logan.
I don't blame you.
I'm going Logan.
Me too. He's a good heel.
Yeah.
It was cool him showing up in Elimination Chamber, and he's done all the right things so far. His match with Roman was really good. He had the best moment in the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Ricochet could genuinely say they had the Royal Rumble moment. Nobody else did. What was everybody talking about? That. the big jump from both sides of the ring. It's never been done before.
No.
With all the crazy shit that's been fucking done, and that's never... I'm sure there's a clip of it somewhere now. Some nerd will be like, yeah, it has been done in front of 20 people in my high school. Fucking... One of the Young Bucks did it one time. And I'm sure it has, but that was a genuine moment.
Yeah.
And he made that. And the fact that, like, he could have came in and sucked. How many people have come in and sucked? How many celebrities have been straight ass? How many Jay Lenos have we had? How many fucking... Like, Bad Bunny was really good, but him and Logan are probably the best to do it.
Yeah. Well, because, and you also got to think, remember last year, Johnny Knoxville was straight comedy.
Yeah, and that was fun for what it was, but it was comedy.
Exactly. So, like, he wasn't out there to, you know, show that he had athletic prowess.
Which he doesn't.
He was out there to show, hey, they want me to put on a fucking show. So I'm going to shock Sami Zayn's testicles.
Yeah. And for some reason, that worked for Sami because now he's very popular.
Yeah.
All you need is a shock to the balls every once in a while. Really get your life together. All right. So we're decided on that. All right. We got Trish Stratus, Lita, and Becky Lynch. Probably one of your wet dreams, right, bud?
Definitely one of them.
All right, against Damage Control, one of Eric's wet dreams. Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky. Well, maybe mine and it is. What do we think of this one, guys? Who's going to win?
Lita and Trish don't need to win. Like, they don't need to come in and do, like, any of that. And Becky Lynch really doesn't need this either.
Yeah, but Trish just lost to Charlotte last time she came back.
Yeah, I think there was rumor going around that Trish might end up turning heel. So
I
don't know if they're actually going to do that or not. I mean, I think Damage. I do think somehow Damage Control wins this.
Yep. I do too.
So.
Do I keep sit talking, or is that all you got?
Yeah. Well, I said my pick. I said Damage Control.
Okay. Nothing else?
Yeah, I think Damage Control should win because you have two ladies that should go over at WrestleMania, and you got Bayley. Isn't this her first? Was she at last year's Mania?
No,
she
hasn't
come back. This is her first Mania in like 3 years.
Yeah, because she,
like,
she didn't wrestle at the one 2 years ago either.
Who, Bayley?
Yeah,
so I think those three should go over.
I don't believe it. Forget about it.
You need a heel group to win. Because you're going to have a lot. We've had a... Yeah.
How do you feel about it, Clintus?
No, I say Becky, Trish, and Lita win this match. They're the tag team, women's tag team champions for a reason. And they're going to prove it to you why. Along with Trish.
Okay. There's Clintus feel.
Well, and you could tell, like, that he actually made a good point, too, because this is actually the first time that he actually talked, and it doesn't sound like he was in the shower while on the phone.
Little muffling.
Well, he usually doesn't have you on speaker, that's why.
Understandable. Trish Stratus, I don't disagree with either of you guys. I mean, Trish going heel would be a stupid move. I don't think Trish needs to go to heel. Why? Is she even going to stick around? I mean, this is a cool nostalgia act, and it's fun, and it, both girls are still very good. But Bayley's got to win this. Damage Control has to win. If you're going to remember, if Damage Control doesn't win, Dakota Kai and Io Sky don't end up doing nothing in the business.
Right.
It's over. And I know that's kind of fucked up to say because they're both very, you know, and they're internet darlings. People love them, but they're going to disappear eventually. They need this type of win. Bayley's a four horsewoman either way. But Bayley's also gotten her ass kicked by Bianca for half the year. What's up, Clinton?
All right, I will say this. If the women's tag team division was, like, as high or as it was, like, more put out there like it should be, I will say Damage Control wins. But the women's tag team division is not even. They're just titles to have on a main show like this to put defend it for one of those pushover titles. Those titles haven't really meant anything ever since Sasha and Bayley held those titles. Those are the only titles who meant something. Now it's just like a prop.
I just think, especially Damage Control as a whole, they've lost enough.
Yeah.
And they lost War Games, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like, they need a big win, and they need it to be at WrestleMania, and these three girls need a win here.
Bayley, I don't think, has won a match in months.
Exactly. She's gotten her ass kicked by Bianca for half the year.
Yeah.
So
somebody tell her she's going after someone she can't beat.
I'll let her know at lunch tomorrow. all right. So we all got our view. That's Clinton thinks Trish, Lita, and Becky should go over, and we think Damage Control.
Right.
I'd be fine with either because I love Trish and Lita. I became a man to them.
No, I'm sorry. I can't.
I'm sorry, Clinton.
I've ruined many a magazines with their pictures in it.
Who, Braun Strowman and Ricochet?
No, Trish and Lita.
All right. Next up, we have Braun Strowman, Ricochet, the Street Profits, not me and Doug, but Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford, the Alpha Academy.
We're more like a Street Loss.
And the Viking Raiders. Eric and Ivar. Ha-ha! I like all four of these teams, and it's pretty exciting to see all of them together and going against it. I think this will be a dark horse of the event. I think it'll be fun. I hope it lasts more than a few minutes.
So, again, I kind of gave my view as to, like, I think that the big angle here is going to be Otis turning on Gable.
Really?
They're baby faces?
No.
They are heels, but the rumor is that Chad Gable is going on a big singles run while Otis joins the Maximum Male Models. Which makes perfect sense. But, I mean, personally, I think, like, as far as teams that need to win, I'm pretty sure that it's Eric and Ivar.
I'd be fine with any of the teams, but I'm going to go Street Profits.
I could see that, too. I feel like if you're giving it to teams that really need to win.
Yeah, but WrestleMania, fuck everybody that needs it. This is what I want.
Yeah.
This is my prediction, damn it.
Oh.
I'm not booking. I'm not Vince, okay? Or Triple H, or whoever the fuck's calling shots now.
Well, I don't think anybody knows who the fuck's
calling
shots.
I'm just saying who I think's going to win, and I think the Street Profits are going to.
I mean, I'd be fine with them winning, too.
All right.
Anybody else want to chime in?
Eric?
Street Profits, I think, need to go over here. They haven't been hot lately, so.
I'm going to go with the Street Profits.
Oh, yeah. We're united. Except for Doug. All right, now we have Father versus Son. Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flint. No, I'm just kidding. Dominic Mysterio versus Rey.
All right, so this one is interesting because, originally this was supposed to be like Rey's retirement match. But Rey has said he's not retiring, even though he's going into the Hall of Fame tonight. Now, nobody knows who the fuck's inducting him because, like, it was reported that it was Conan, but then Conan shot it down saying that WWE has yet to, or that they were still in the negotiating process. And it's just like, what negotiate?
Just come Ray, fucking do
Ray
it.
Asked Triple H if it was okay if you did the induction. Triple H said yes. That means you are clear to do it.
Dude, fucking Conan just wants money for it.
No, you know what he wants? He wants money that he wants a deposit that he can cash and then no show. Because Conan is synonymous with taking the money and running.
Yeah.
Because he is a no good fucking piece of shit.
Who isn't nowadays?
But you're allergic
good
to
point.
This show, aren't you? But no, like, but the funny thing about this match is that, like, if this feud continues, then, Ray wins tomorrow night. But I don't think, even though, like, Dominic has gotten the one
What do you mean it continues if Ray wins? Wouldn't it continue if Dominic won? And then Ray gets his win back as the babyface?
No, because it should be like the passing of a torch.
Yeah, so you pass the torch at WrestleMania, Dominic wins, and then you do something at fucking, what's next, Extreme Rules or some bullshit?
Backlash in Puerto Rico.
There you go, and then you have Ray get the win back.
But I see it, this, could they drag this into SummerSlam? And then
what?
That's Ray's retirement match.
He said drag it to SummerSlam.
Why? This thing's been going for a year.
See,
I've been doing this for so fucking long.
Dude,
he broke into his house at Thanksgiving, Christmas. What, do you want to wait till fucking Halloween? Like, how many holidays is he going to beat his dad's ass at? Like, this needs to be over. And Rhea Ripley can only peg Dominic so many times. His butthole whistles when he farts. I love this storyline. It's very good. But it's time to end it. Have Dominic beat him, and then have Ray still give him a fucking 619 at the end to go booyakah a couple times and have the fans cheer, and there you go. Because I think you do need a feel-good moment after all Ray's been through, but Dominic should probably win. Even though, and he has gotten a little better. I'm starting to warm up to him. In the ring, he's still kind of mediocre. But as a character, Dominic Mysterio knows how to get heat, and he's very good at it.
Yeah.
He's a good heel with the slick back hair and acting like a little douchebag. And like, he's a pretty good heel.
I mean, his girlfriend looks like a fella.
Yeah. Then the whole mommy poppy shit, it just works, dude. He is what saved that group, which is nuts. But that group would have just disappeared into mediocrity if it wasn't for Dominic.
Well, remember, last year at SummerSlam, him and Ray, thanks to Edge, beat the Judgment Day.
Yeah.
Okay? And then, like, it looked like Judgment Day was about ready to, you know, just kind of get thrown to the wayside. But then, you know, Rhea Ripley comes back in, and she starts tormenting Dominic. She proves she can beat Dominic up, which what woman hasn't? But then when he turned heel and it gave them more of like, you know, more of that, you know, edge. And I'm not talking about the guy that started the group, who got fucked over just because Vince McMahon wanted to treat the group like it was on the show Supernatural, and Edge thought he was stupid. So Edge got kicked out of the group, but like he was, and again, like you said, he was what the group needed, and they have been hot for the most part. I do think that, yes, I mean, I think that because Ray has been made to look like such a pussy that he should. They should have, like, that feel-good moment for him.
Yeah.
For him to go over.
Well, that's the thing is, I'm torn because I said Dominic, but it does also need to be Eddie and Chavo at Royal Rumble 2004. It's been so much bad blood and so many weeks and weeks of Dominic shitting on his dad to where you kind of just have to have Ray beat the fucking shit out of him brutally.
Yeah.
And just fucking, like, really, like,
yeah.
just fist to head, make him bleed, just fucking really brutally teach this kid a fucking lesson. And then even if Dominic gets a roll-up win or whatever, who cares? But Ray's, it's got to be like, because this is family feud, fucking blood's thicker than water. Like, this is a big deal. So Ray's kind of just got to beat the shit out of him at least, or at least do something to where it feels good at the end.
Right.
But I'd be cool with it being like what Eddie did to Chuck, to where people are cheering, but they're almost like, it's almost eerie how, because it's such a real good story. How that, even though that was a short match, there was such a good story being told in it, because Eddie just like took out all this pain and anger that Chavo fucking brought to him.
And he didn't use a weapon; he just like used
his hands. Well, I mean, he used the tie a little bit.
Well, he used the tie. Didn't he hook Chavo Senior by the tie?
Yeah, I believe so. So and that was just like everybody in the crowd was like, oh, like no one knew what to do or say because it was so like, holy shit.
Yeah, and that was in the city of the bloodthirsty too.
Exactly.
In Philadelphia.
Exactly. So I'm leaning towards Ray. What do you think, Clintus?
I'm leaning towards Ray, but I want to see Dominic get over. I think this match was more for Dominic than it is for Ray Mysterio.
Yeah.
I'm going Ray. Because this is most likely his last WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So I think he should go over. But then again, he puts over his son, so it's... But I think Ray's going to win.
I mean, it's hard to tell because, like, you can almost kind of tell that, like, Ray really does not want to do this match. Like, even, like, you know, personally. Because they wanted to turn Dominic, before WrestleMania last year. And Ray's just like, don't do it. Like, I don't want to go against him. So, like, all this whole... Because, again, you know...
Well, because it was fun. He got to team with his son.
Yeah. And I understand that. It's just also, too, like, you know, the whole thing of, oh, I will not hit my son. I will not hit my son. Even though his son needs a fucking baseball bat across the brain.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I think he needs to go kind of brutal tomorrow. I think he needs to finally, like, let it all go and just fucking tear this kid up. Yeah.
I do think that would be, like, something they would plan on, but I think, personally, I don't think Ray would actually do it.
Listen, Ray Mysterio has done a lot for a story in the past. This man has let his Lucha fucking legacy disgrace multiple times by getting his mask flipped off. He let his son be brought into it when he was a toddler.
Yeah.
Not a toddler, but a child.
Right.
He let his wife, like, family stuff. Like, he let them do a lot, dude. Rey Mysterio will go the mile for a good story. Let's not take that away from him.
He did pimp his daughter out to...
To Buddy, yeah.
Yeah. Who, by the way, is actually dating Rhea Ripley right now.
I know, that's nuts.
So only lucky man.
Is Buddy still not with the company, is he?
No, he's still in AEW.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he went to AEW. I think Ray should win. All right, Charlotte and Rhea. Rhea.
If anybody tries to make a case for Charlotte winning, they need to get fired from the show.
Did Clintus just say he's getting fired?
No, I said, should I try it just to see if I can get fired?
No, you're good.
No, we kind of want to keep you. No, it's... Rhea is the future of the women's division.
And she already fucking did the favors for Charlotte.
Yeah.
It's time to win this time. Rhea, like, if Charlotte wins, I'm going to be fucking pissed. Everyone's going to be pissed, and I hate to be that fat wrestling fan that bitches about stuff like that. But she can't win again, damn it. She's won too much. She always wins.
Yeah.
Fucking players, they always win. It's time to lose, bitch. It's time for diarrhea to come in and shit all over you.
I think she'll win just because of Dominic. That's why. She'll have her man in her corner, Dominic Mysterio. There.
And Charlotte's babyface still?
Yeah.
So nuts. They must be smoking some of that Ric Flair weed.
I think so, yeah.
I hate her as a babyface. I want to dislike
her. Yeah, because she sucks. Yeah, Rhea should win this. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
All right. Main event time. This is going to be really good, I think. The Usos versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
So, I really think that this is like, if they kind of do this, if they do it right, which Vince is back, so there's no...
Is he running creative, though?
It depends on who you talk to.
Okay.
Because there are some people that are saying that he is running creative because stuff is being changed to his liking.
Yeah. What's being changed, though?
That's the thing. I can't tell. And usually, like, you could tell if Vince is back there fucking things up.
Yeah.
All right. So on one hand, they're just like, oh, you know, gimmicks are getting changed. It's being changed in Vince's liking. It's fine. But then you have other people that are saying Vince can't be in charge. Finn Balor and Johnny Gargano are getting pushed. Okay? And he doesn't like either one of them.
Yeah.
All right? Because Triple H is pushing guys and girls.
Where's Gargano on the card?
Well, he's doing stand and deliver tomorrow afternoon. But what I mean is that, like, Johnny Gargano was actually winning matches.
At Raw?
Yeah. He had, like, a little bit of a win streak going. But, you know, there are guys and girls that are winning matches that Vince didn't even want in the company.
Yeah.
Because he fired them. Okay? So... if these guys are actually like kind of like on a roll, then obviously Vince is not in charge because Vince has not changed his ways since 2008.
No.
He has not changed his ways in 15 years, and I don't think a sex scandal is going to make him change his ways. If it was going to make him change his ways, he would not be back in the company. He would have stayed home.
Yeah.
He's going to be the same stubborn old bastard until the day Satan finally says enough, I'm taking him down.
All right. Who's going to win?
Kevin and Sammy. All
right. Eric, who's going to win?
Usos. I mean, not the Usos. Sammy and Kevin.
Gwyneth?
I'm going Bloodline.
I knew he would. Gotta love that Bloodline.
I mean, it could go either way. They could pull one on us.
Yes, they could.
Okay, guys, it's already 10 after 7, so.
I think the Usos are going to lose. Owens and Zayn are winning.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what everybody wants.
Are we still talking about WrestleMania? We got Night 2 and WrestleMania 21?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right, Gunther versus Sheamus and Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre.
Sheamus. We're not doing it on purpose, Doug, I promise. Edge versus the Demon.
Edge got the victory in the mixed tag, so I think it's going to be the Demon this time around.
Edge.
Yeah. I think Finn Balor gets his moment.
Damn it, I just wanted to go to the Demon. Credits?
Well,
I see. Finn Balor getting his
moment. All right, I'm back. Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry.
Finn Balor or Edge?
I want Finn Edge.
Okay.
Liv Morgan and Raquel, Natalya and Shotzi, Ronda and Shayna, or Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville?
Well, if Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler don't win, you know Ronda Rousey's going to bitch on social media. And you know also, too, because Ronda Rousey sucks, the match is going to suck. But I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say it's going to be Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville.
Ooh.
I'm going Liv and Raquel.
Living Raquel.
No.
Who do you have?
I have Ronda and Shayna Baszler. These are the next tag team champions right here. I'm telling you.
They look like dudes.
Don't care. They want to be tag team champions.
They could go for. They could go against whoever wins between the Usos and Owens and Zay.
No. No, they're going to be the next.
Why don't the AEW have enough of the guns for the AEW tag guys?
They are way more masculine than the Young Guns or the Young Bucks and the Guns.
Yeah.
I forgot the Gun Club's the fucking tag. Now I'm pissed again. What is that stupid company doing, Eric?
I mean, they're defending the titles against FTR on Wednesday, so.
Yeah, which FTR is going to lose because Dax Harwood wants to suck CM Punk's dick.
Dude, he does keep defending him.
Yeah, which is, by the way, helping him exit the company. Do these people not just know to shut the fuck up?
No.
I mean, obviously,
no,
that's not the simple either because we're like fucking 45 minutes into the show and we're still talking about topic one. But
your topic one.
Yeah. But like FTR is not beating the Guns Wednesday night because FTR's contracts are up. They're not going to resign because everybody hates Dax Harwood right now because he keeps trying to sell everybody on the fact that CM Punk is a good guy.
He is a good guy.
Yeah. And I'm a bikini model.
You could be.
So like, so
okay.
That pretty much settles that debate.
Yeah, CM Punk's a big old pussy. CM Punk's got a vagina between his legs, and everybody knows that. I don't think anybody, he's allowed to have friends, though. I think Dax Harwood should be able to say whatever the fuck he wants. I think Punk should be able to
agreed.
Say whatever the fuck he wants, even though it's stupid and all he does is bitch because he's a whiny old fuck that only knows how to complain and doesn't know how to actually draw money. And, it's not true because he's a big draw, but he's better at just drawing, like, controversy and drama nowadays.
Well, and now the big thing is...
I respect a Moxley way more than a Puck.
Yeah. The big thing is now is that apparently him and Tony Khan have worked out a deal, a handshake deal, because Tony Khan really does want to bring him back because Tony Khan...
Why? Nobody likes him.
Well, Tony Khan is also stupid.
Yeah, he is. Because CM Punk is one of the best entertainers of this last generation here. That PG era, he is one of the best entertainers in that. But he's also one of the biggest locker room cancers I've ever seen. And I get it. He was giving people advice. There was people that liked him. But like when all the EVPs fucking hate you, even if we have our own opinions on them, if fucking the top guy, the guy who was like the man in the company, like the two men think you're a scumbag, Moxley and Jericho, and those are locker room leaders, like Daniel Bryan probably doesn't even like you anymore. Like, people think he sucks because he's a bad person, apparently, to them. I don't know because I'm not back there, so I can't really – I'm not going to speak on it. But all I can actually speak on is when I see what CM Punk does online, and all he does online is bitch. And all he does when there's a camera on him is bitch. And instead of actually, like, settling it backstage – and the fact his little 4'5" ass is walking, oh, anybody wants problems, walking around all tough. Like, CM Punk, you're a fucking pussy. I would kick your ass. Are you kidding me? He went to the UFC and got beat up. He's a fucking pussy, and he acts so tough, and it's annoying.
And again – like,
I'm sorry.
Tony Khan does want to bring him back.
No, I agree with you. I'm
Instagram
not.
Post came out.
Yeah.
So when the Instagram post came out, I'm pretty sure Tony Khan's just like, well, that fucked that up.
Yeah, because
he can't do that now.
No, and who's been more of a right hand man to Tony than Moxley and Jericho?
Yeah,
they have been
exactly
leaders and legitimate like stars, but like they've helped everybody, and they like Jericho has done more for that company than anybody. Even if some of the ideas
yep.
are kind of stupid, and he thinks they're better than they are, Jericho has been a real leader for that whole. He's helped put that company on the map. And so is Moxley. He led them in the pandemic era.
Right.
So, and he's always been the guy that they
exactly.
call on when they need somebody. So you can't just come right out of the gate when you have a handshake deal to come back and call those guys stooges and talk shit. And like, and Moxley is not a stooge, bro. Come on. Or he didn't say that. He said Jericho was a stooge, right?
He said Jericho was a stooge.
He said Moxley's idea sucked. That's
yeah.
what he said about Moxley.
Jericho is a legend.
Jericho is a legend. And Jericho is not a stooge, bro. If like, Jericho has told Vince to fuck off. He got in a fight with Goldberg. Jericho's a lot of things, but he's not a stooge.
No. He's done a lot for wrestling. A lot.
All right. Bianca Belair and Asuka. Really?
Yeah.
Has Bianca held it for a year now?
Yeah, it's been one calendar year.
So she beat Sasha?
She beat Becky last year.
Sasha the year before?
Yeah, Sasha was 2 years ago.
Well, good for you. All right, Asuka.
Asuka.
He beat me.
Belair.
Brock Lesnar and Omos.
Asuka gets her moment at WrestleMania.
Did you call her Oscar?
No, Asuka.
Okay.
All right. You said Brock and Omos?
Yeah.
Brock.
Who cares? Omos.
It's Brock all the way. Why would you say Omos? That's insulting.
It's just going to be different.
You're definitely different.
Come
on, Brock. I love Brock.
I want Brock to win, but I just want to say something different.
Well, good for you.
You were different enough last week with all your Hall of Fame picks, which, by the way, people that I've talked to that listened to the show last week think you're completely full of shit.
I don't give a shit.
Eric said to kiss his ass.
I don't give a shit. That's why I say it. That's why I say the things I say. I wouldn't say it if I don't care, if I cared.
There you go, Eric.
Well,
he said, if anybody
opinion,
has a problem with that, contact Doug. If anyone get as an
the
issue
thing
with
is,
that,
Jimmy will.
Oh yeah. Roman Reigns versus Cody.
With my opinion.
You have a right to your opinion, Eric. Doug's just kidding. Cody Rhodes and Roman.
This one is going to be tough because
no, it's not.
Well, we know who it should be. The problem is that will they pull the trigger?
They fucking better. If Cody Rhodes does not, and Clintus, I know you're going to hit me with some bullshit that the Tribal Chief should win, but it's been 4 fucking years, brother. It's time for Cody to take the belt. Like, there's kids that have gone into
years.
High school and come out, and Roman's still the champion. There's been a young freshman
no,
boy who just had graduation, and Roman's
what?
Still the
this whole. I'm not counting that whole let's boo Roman Reigns and make him forces. No, that was the Roman Reigns everybody hated. That was the Roman Reigns I booed out of Philadelphia when he won the Royal Rumble. Okay, that was the
yeah.
Roman Reigns I didn't want to see. Okay, I don't care less about that Roman Reigns. I'm not the guy. I'm not the man. I'm just the guy. It's one versus no. This is the Roman Reigns I wanted to love. The heel Roman Reigns.
Yep.
Yeah,
but
he's
been,
held the title for 3 years.
Yeah.
It is time for somebody new. The problem is that they want to, there is some dipshit who doesn't know when to fucking retire, who everybody's worried now that he's going to be backstage at WrestleMania Sunday night. They are worried that he is going to say, Roman goes over. I don't care if I'm not in charge. Like, Roman goes over. And because murder is not elite. If murder is not legal in, well, anywhere, that they can't just get rid of this motherfucker.
I don't think he's running creative, bro.
I'm just saying is that, like, he does know how to get his way. If he didn't know how to get his way, he would not be back.
I mean, no one's arguing that. I would have trouble for anybody to see how Cody's not the guy right now. He doesn't even have to have a long run. But after everything that the man's been through, after coming back, winning the Rumble, the whole pectoral shit, he's a huge draw. People love him. People are not as bitching about the whole Sami Zayn thing as we thought they were going to. They're accepting Cody as the main event.
Yeah.
People want Cody to win this match.
Wonder why? Because Sami Zayn got owned at Elimination Chamber. That's why.
Yeah. But he lost. It's time for Cody to win. It's time for Roman to finally lose the belt on the biggest stage of them all to Cody Rhodes to bring in a new era. Cody Rhodes needs this. And not even Cody needs this. Wrestling needs this.
Right.
The company needs this. I love Roman Reigns, and he's going to continue to be the guy no matter what he does. But it's time to do the honors, do the favor, and put Cody over.
And I don't think Roman's going to have a problem with that.
No.
Because he realizes, okay, I've been champion for 3 fucking years.
Say what you want about Roman. I don't think he has an ego at all.
No. It's not like Brock Lesnar, to where it's just like, I need to have a belt if I'm going to be on TV.
Roman's not booking himself. That's what we can't forget that. Yes, Roman has been the guy for very long. And even before that, it felt shoved down our throats a little bit. It's not him. He's being booked. Like, the guy, like, what is Roman going to say? No, don't book me in the main event.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to fucking.
That's stupid.
So you can't blame Roman. And especially the past 3 years since he's been a heel, he's been fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And it's been a great run. It's been one of the best championship runs in a long time, but it's time to end. And he can get it back any time, but it's time to let a babyface go over at WrestleMania. And Cody Rhodes seems like the perfect babyface to do it.
Right.
The only reason why I was saying Cody Rhodes will win this match is because everybody knows Roman Reigns plans on taking time off. He's not scheduled to be at Backlash. He probably won't be scheduled to turn all the way back to SummerSlam. That's the only reason why I'm saying Cody Rhodes wins this match. He don't play on wrestling. He wants time off. That's the only reason why Cody Rhodes wins this match.
I didn't know it was that funny. So basically everything that Daniel and I just said about how Cody should win the match, You're pretty much saying, oh, the only reason why Cody's going to win is because Roman Reigns is taking
I really do believe that. I think that's the only reason why. I think the networks, it's rumors that they're going to Cody's getting a new belt. I don't think Roman is taking time off. I think Roman's taking time off. I think the bloodline's going on our heads. I think Solo's going to get a huge push in the absence of the bloodline. I think we're going to have a explosion of a bloodline like the Evolution days when Solo Sikoa winds up beating Cody Rhodes for that title and Roman Reigns coming back.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a little ambitious. but I guess I could no, Solo's not ready yet. But maybe someday. Now, Cody...
Randy wasn't ready either when he beat Benoit. Nobody saw that coming.
And then he started doing crack. Then he got on crack. That's how that went.
Different. But look how they recycle old storylines. This whole Ray and Dominic thing is a recycle of the Undertaker came from 1999.
Yeah. You're not wrong. It's always
no, recycled. He is because it's 1998.
And they were brothers. But I want to get to WrestleMania 21 soon. Roman, I agree. I don't disagree. I think, but in my opinion, Cody Rhodes has been the best ever since AEW started. Way back when. After that match with Dustin. Even though he kind of played that match heel. he has been the best babyface in wrestling ever since that moment.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn has kind of took that from him this year a bit. But Cody was out. What are you going to do? And Sami was just firing on all cylinders as the funny friend in the group. But Cody Rhodes has really made a name for himself these past, like, 5 years. He's such a great babyface that is such a good electric promo and can carry a crowd and can put on a great match. And it is time for Rhodes to win the world championship. The fact that it hasn't happened yet is kind of absurd. When you think of the three Rhodes, no matter what you want to say about Goldust, he is a high-level worker.
Right.
Cody Rhodes is a high-level worker, and Dusty Rhodes is one of the greatest of all time. The fact that out of those three men, none of them have had the WWE Championship yet, it needs to happen, and it should happen in 2 days. Eric, did you give your opinion yet?
I think Cody should go over. I've always been a Cody fan, even when he was driving back five years ago in WWE. I've always liked him. Besides the Star Dust gimmick, that got old real fast.
Yeah.
But I've always been a Cody fan, so I want Cody to win.
I agree. And I swear to God, if they play the American Dream theme after he wins, I'll cry.
Yeah.
Not even to sound like a fucking pussy,
yeah,
but I'll cry. That'll.
I'm sorry, Clint.
Dude, I love Cody Rhodes, man. He's the man. He's the baby face right now. And I've always been, when I first saw him like at AEW, like when he first came back, I was like, oh my God, he's fucking awesome now. What happened to that idiot, the dashing, you know, the with
the
stupid
dashing
mask?
Cody Rhodes with
yeah,
mustache.
Like, I remember just growing up, never enjoying him at all. And always thinking he sucked. And then, like, just saw as soon as AEW started and he started wearing those fancy suits and that are way too big for him, but still. And that match with Dustin and then the shit he did with MJF. And it's just, to me, he's the best babyface in wrestling. And I really want to see him win the title. But if he loses, that's good storytelling, too, because, you know, it got us all excited. And either way, it'll be great, but... Like, I'm staying up on a work night for that main event for a reason, so.
Yeah.
It's a good drawing main event.
Yes, it is.
WrestleMania.
Long time coming, too.
Yes. Do we still want to talk about 21? We're an hour in.
How much time do we have? Like, how much time did Eric schedule us for the show?
We do have an hour left. SmackDown starts in a half hour, though. But I watched it, so we're talking about it.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, WrestleMania 21.
I watched it too, so.
The first time they went to Hollywood, 20,193 in attendance. So at the Staples Center in L.A. 1 million was the buy rate. It's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
WrestleMania went Hollywood. This show was – it's an underrated WrestleMania, and it is one of my favorites because I grew up – during this one. I really love this WrestleMania, and to me, I see it as a passing of the torch WrestleMania, where, like, Edge wins his Money in the Bank and starts that, you know, fucking John Cena goes over to win his first title, Batista wins his first title, Aki Bono, we know what a big star he becomes. No, I'm just kidding. But to me, it's a very passing of the torch WrestleMania. Ray beats Eddie. Like, it feels like this is the future of the Ruthless Aggression into what it's going to be.
Right.
And then into the PG era and shit like that. So I have a lot of love for this WrestleMania. I like a lot of the matches on it. And it'll be fun to talk about. We are going to go through kind of quick, though, because we're already an hour in. But maybe we'll come back and dive deeper at some point. Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero in match one. It's crazy that Rey Mysterio is about to wrestle. This storyline at WrestleMania 21, it goes into the stuff with Dominic and Dominic's debut, essentially.
Right.
And now we're at WrestleMania 39, and Dominic's going to wrestle Rey. It's kind of full circle.
Yeah, and what's funny here is that, like, the whole thing, I mean, because they were tag team champions at the time. So, like, them just wrestling, and Ray and Eddie have always had good matches. Now, a lot of their 2005 stuff was kind of fucked up because, like, of the whole Dominic thing. So, as good as their ladder match was, like, you can't just get over the fact they had a ladder match for the custody of a child.
But for such a Vince Russo-y, yeah, like, fucked idea, it was done very well.
Yeah.
It was that was all about execution and Eddie doing the "I'm your puppy" and shit like that. Like, it was very good.
Yeah. I mean, especially for the custody of a kid who would grow up to be somebody to where Ray was just like, "Oh, God, I should have punched your mother in the stomach.
I should have gave you away. I should have lost the match."
Yeah. But, like, but this match here, like, and again, you could kind of see the seeds of the Eddie heel turn, which, by the way, a lot of this was started by Chavo saying that Eddie secretly hated Ray's guts.
Yeah.
Or Eddie secretly hated Ray's guts or whatever the fuck. So, I mean, I enjoyed the match.
Did you?
Yeah.
It was a good match.
Yes, it was a very good match.
Good opener to start WrestleMania. It was good. These two can always go. It wasn't their best match they ever had, but it was a good match.
I agree. All right. Well, how many stars are we all going to give this? I'd say this is a very good 8-star match. Great opener.
I'll say 8.
I'll say 8, too.
I'll say 7.5.
Now we have the first ever Money in the Bank match, created by Chris Jericho. And we have Chris Jericho, Shelton Benjamin, Chris Benoit, Christian with Tyson Tomko, may I have you, and Kane. And Edge wins this thing, and that starts the whole Money in the Bank fiasco. Money in the Bank's still here today. Another reason this is a trailblazing WrestleMania. What did we think of this one, Eric?
I thought it was a solid Money in the Bank. I think it's underrated. I don't think it's talked about a lot. As you said earlier, this Mania is underrated, and I agree with that. And I'll give this a 7 out of 10, 7 stars. I liked it. It had a lot of action.
So, like, the thing about this match is it was pretty much just a bunch of the Raw guys just going at it, which is how it started out, and then it would become, like, the interpromotional deal. I did like the match, and I do feel like the right guy went over, because to me, like, Money in the Bank and the way you can kind of do Money in the Bank, it really screamed Edge's character at the time. You know, no good bastard.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's still called the Ultimate Opportunist because of that.
Yeah.
You know, that was a nickname that came from this situation.
Right.
And that kind of, like, spawned a new level to his character.
Right, exactly.
So, I'd give this match a 9 from, like, Shelton being so athletic. Like, Shelton was awesome in these for the few that he was in.
Yeah.
Like, he was kind of known for, like, putting on a pretty cool performance during the Money in the Bank. And like, jumping out, like, how he does the jump right to the ladder. Is that this one? I think it is.
Yeah.
He was very good. I like all these guys. Some of my favorite Raw guys at the time. Chris Jericho was awesome. Like, you had Ed Kane was a good big guy to, like, level things out. I mean, this just worked. And there's a reason it's still around today.
Right. No, exactly.
9 out of 10.
I'll say 8.
I'll say 8, too.
Eric already gave it 7.5. All right. 7.5.
All right. Undertaker and Randy. I like this version of Randy. I mean, the fact that Randy, like Clintus alluded to it earlier with the breakup and evolution of Randy and how that kind of didn't work. And he's right, because Randy's already a heel here again.
Right.
He just turned babyface, like, earlier in the year, pretty much, or last year.
Yeah, like right after SummerSlam, he turns heel and then, or he turns babyface, and then he goes, like, he has that few month run, and then they realize it's just like he's not babyface material.
So like, oh wait, this guy's a dick.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, pooping in Amy Weber's handbag, you know, kind of. I mean, that might make you a baby face with the rest of the guys on the roster who hated that poor bitch. But, you know, but then also RKO and Stacey Keibler. It's just like, that dude, no.
The RKO and Stacey Keibler?
Yeah, on Raw.
Oh, when he turned bad?
Yeah.
Because they were, like, in a little romance, weren't they?
Yeah. And then...
Yes, they were.
He was just, and then they were just like, all right, yeah, we kind of need you to...
RKO, we're out of
nowhere. Yeah. After he kissed her, like, right before.
I like heel Randy, though. And him and his dad, like, and you really thought that he might get him. But, you know, obviously he doesn't. I thought this was a good match. And it's even cooler the fact that they wanted Randy to break the streak or whatever, and he said no. Whether that story's real or not, it's been circled around so much, so.
Well, there was actually a rumor going around, or well, he told the story that he actually missed the rehearsal.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because he was out partying like the night before, and then he was going to do the rehearsal, which was actually being led by Ricky Steamboat, and he missed it. So that actually got him some heat.
Yeah, it's not a good thing. All right. What are we going to rate this, or...
I'm gonna say 7.5.
I'm gonna say 7.
I'll give it an 8.
You like this one, Quinn?
Yes, I do. All right, here's one thing I have to say. This WrestleMania set out a lot of good matches to come throughout the rest of this year.
That's true. To me, there's only like 2 filler matches on this thing. And we're about to get into one of them. Did you give it a rating yet, Eric? Yeah, you did.
7.
Okay. Trish Stratus, which heel Trish Stratus is always good, but against Christy Hemme with Lita in her corner. And Christy was the Playboy cover model. She was kind of a big deal at the time. She had won the Diva Search, right? She won the Diva Search?
Yeah, she won the Diva Search in 2004.
So, and Trish is like this big heel, and she's like, I'm an actual wrestler. I don't have to show my tits for people to like me, you bitch. Pretty much what she said.
Yeah.
Maybe not all the expletives, but, you know, and Trish was laying it on thick, calling her a slut and all this stuff. And it was an all right build to it, but just the one simple fact is Christy Hemme can't wrestle. And I like her. I thought she was good in TNA, and, you know, she's a good ring announcer type. Or, you know, interviewer, and she's good in the business. I don't think she doesn't belong in the business, but in the ring, you know, she's ass.
Yeah, and you could just tell by like the way she was just kind of holding with the like kicks and stuff.
Exactly. Trish had to carry it. It lasted 4 minutes, and you know they got out of there quick. I give it 3 stars.
And to be honest, I would say 2.5.
I give it a 1.
Because of a little squash match.
Eric, you sexist pig.
All right. Now, my
favorite
match... But
they're both so good-looking, so...
Oh, yeah. Kurt Angle and Shawn Michaels. They go 28 minutes. They're 27 minutes, 20 seconds. 28 seconds. This is my favorite match on the card. I love the intensity from Angle. I love the showmanship from Shawn. I love the dives over the ropes. I love just everything. It had everything. And the end is one of my favorite.
Yes, it did.
To me, it's one of the WrestleMania moments that don't get talked about enough. And it's fucking Kurt Angle having the ankle lock and Shawn taking forever to tap out. And she won't do it. And the crowd's going nuts. And Angle's face is fucking like, argh, like, and then he sits down with it. And when he sits down, the crowd goes even more nuts. And then Shawn takes forever, and they got the crowd on their feet. And then he taps, and they go even more nuts. And expert psychology, expert WrestleMania match, moment. Both guys looked amazing. I mean, it's two of the best workers of all time.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle, great at just being and looking legit. That's what Kurt Angle is great at. He's great at looking and being legit. He can be funny. He can make fun of himself. He can do all this shit. But when it comes in the ring, he looks like a machine. And they even called himself for that a little bit, the wrestling machine.
Yeah.
And Shawn Michaels is one of the best showmen and in-ring workers of all time. The man just, you know, he shits out better matches than fucking
and the
top-tier wrestlers.
The build-up to this match was
very good.
Was fantastic because Kurt was trying to prove that he could do what Shawn could do, but better.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll never forget because, like, we got reintroduced to Marty Jannetty here.
Yeah.
And they did the Rockers reunion on there, and Jannetty actually looked really good, almost got himself a job, but then he fucked it up later on in the summer. But when he had the match and he beat La Resistance, I remember JR just saying, now if Kurt Angle thinks it's going to be a scrimmage Thursday night on SmackDown against Marty Jannetty, the Olympic gold medal winner better think again.
Who said that?
JR.
Oh.
After Jannetty looked good against La Resistance. But my favorite part of the Angle-Michaels match was when Kurt was talking shit to him.
Yeah.
You're not nothing. Just give it up. I'm better than you. You got nothing left. And then Shawn just backed up and kicked him in the mouth. But then, like, you can almost kind of tell because, like, the fact that Shawn was just kind of, like, laying there, I don't think he – like, they were saying that they didn't think he knew that it wasn't a three count. Because he was laying there for quite a while.
I thought it was perfect.
I love this match.
The smack was really good, too, but just everything worked. These are two guys that you wouldn't, like, think might not have... like, it's the perfect... two different styles type thing.
Right.
Like when you think of UFC, you got a striker and a wrestler, jiu-jitsu and a striker, whatever the fuck. This is like two different styles for professional wrestling. And then together it just makes magic.
Right.
Yep.
Nine stars.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you.
10 out of 10. This
it's
is
my
probably
favorite
one
match.
Of my favorite WrestleMania matches a long time.
Mine too. I'll give it a 10 out of 10.
Very underrated. I don't think this is talking about a lot.
But if I want to, I want to give it a 10 out of 10.
Very, very good.
All right. Now, what everyone's been waiting for. By the way, Muhammad Hassan, Eugene, and Hulk Hogan have a segment. Doesn't age well. It's basically an Italian man pretending to be Arab. Who's mad about how he's treated after 9/11, beats up a man who does not have any, you know, mental shortcomings, but is pretending to, and an old guy who's been on camera saying racist stuff comes out and saves the day.
Right.
That's what happens. So if you just think about that and think that nobody in 2023 would ever want to watch that without crying or, you know, going out in the street and being outraged, then you'd be right.
Correct.
Doesn't age well. And the Hall of Fame guys come out, very good. Roddy Piper's the man, Hulk Hogan, fuck you. Let's go.
Yeah, Hogan took the spotlight too much, especially posing for like 5 minutes straight.
Especially when he came out and beat up Hassan. Yeah, it's just like, dude.
Yeah.
And fucking, and JR's like, what a moment. It's like, it's not a moment. No one gives a shit.
That took forever. I had to rewind it because I grossed out.
Yeah, no one gave a shit. He's like, he's in such good shape. He had man boob.
Last one.
Speaking of man boob, let's segue into the next match.
All right. Akebono and Big Show in the sumo match. All I can say about this in my notes was whole lot of ass. It's basically when you take out a jar of peanut butter and mayo and you put them on the counter.
Yeah. By the way, like if Nathan Lane comes to you and says, hey, I wanna start watching wrestling, what's the first match I should watch? This is actually the match you're showing.
Yeah.
Well, because you know he'll be a big fan. And I might have just gotten this kicked off the air.
You're too funny, Doug.
Thanks.
You can talk too.
But no, like this match, like it really did nothing except for, you know, the hell's the right word to say here?
I don't know. This match was stupid. It sucked. We didn't need sumo at WrestleMania. This is just something for Big Show to do. It was kind of fun throwing the salt and stuff, but a scripted sumo match at WrestleMania, like, come on, bro.
Yeah. All this match was really meant to do was just give a bunch of bikers and assless chaps a hard-on.
No one gave a shit, and did it work? How'd you feel after it?
I mean, it was... I don't have a pair of assless chaps.
You are a pair of
I gave them
chaps.
The clinic.
Bought them for me in a yard sale.
Oh, my God.
I was waiting for that. Yeah, but, I mean, the crowd did not give a shit at all.
Oh, no, not at all.
This was stupid. 0 stars.
I'll give it a 1.
Yeah. I'll give it 0. This doesn't deserve a rating. Nothing against Big Show.
Glynis? I'll give it a 1 star. This thing really was boring to me, and I didn't really like it.
All right, now the first passing of the torch, we have JBL, John Bradshaw, Layfield, against John Cena. John Cena wins here, which is awesome, and he wins his first ever championship. John Cena seemed way too focused for this, the intensity and the seriousness, and I really didn't care for the Chain Gang stuff. I'm not going to lie. He's not quite there yet. I mean, it was cool and it's fun to see, but I think he's still a little green.
Oh, yeah, and, like, it wasn't a perfectly wrestled match.
It was a fun moment.
Yeah. No, the moment was great.
Yeah.
I mean, just for the moment, I'm giving it a 7.
Yeah, I give it 7.
6. I'm going to give this an 8.
Okay.
You have to realize this is really, I can't say that enough. This WrestleMania brung out like the next big stars, and John Cena was one of the big star on SmackDown, and next to Batista being on Raw. I mean, it's just like a passing of torch between the two.
100% agree.
Yeah. And it was funny, the segment with JBL and Triple H earlier when they were making fun of each other. Well, like, we'll see who walks out without the belt. It's like, belt, you suck. JBL was a good transitional champion after Eddie, and Eddie didn't want to do it anymore. And JBL was a good heel champion, the lead. And then, you know, he had his time, and he gave it to John, and it was great, and it worked, and it was fun. It's the reason JBL's a Hall of Famer. Or if he's not, he's going to be. This run, you know, is the best thing he ever did.
He did. He was inducted a couple years ago.
So there you go. All right, Batista versus Triple H. This is one of my favorite matches. I love Batista as a kid. He was my favorite. As an adult, I love him as an actor. He's still one of my favorites of all time. Triple H, I know you'll always, and Doug, I'm going to save you before you even say it. He only fucking does good with his friends. But Triple H really mastered the psychology of this match. He played the heel role perfectly. And both guys delivered a very good WrestleMania main event.
Yeah. And
yes.
That's the thing, too, is that as much as I'm not a huge Batista fan. I thought Triple H was a dick around this time, but this match was really good.
It was.
Now, just to break news a little bit, I believe Conan is the one that's actually inducting Ray tonight because they're doing that Ray, like, WrestleMania diary bullshit on YouTube. And Conan was sitting there with him. So unless they write Conan a check 10 minutes before the show and he takes off, he's the one inducting Ray tonight.
Really?
Yeah. And because I'm talking all this shit about him, I'm getting a defamation of character lawsuit in the mail tomorrow. You'll sign for it for me, won't you?
Sure.
All right, thanks. But getting back to Triple H and Batista, like, even with, like, Flair at ringside, he just, like, the psychology of the match was just really, this is what they should have done with Orton. But, you know, apparently, you know, they didn't feel like doing it with Orton. They wanted, you know, they did, but they did it with Batista, and they did it perfectly.
Yeah, they did. This is the version of that storyline that worked.
Yeah.
Even though I like the Randy stuff, and I have a soft spot for it, but the way Batista left Evolution was perfectly done. And it really catapulted him into a new stratosphere, and I loved it. I thought it was great.
I mean, I'm giving the match an 8.
Me too.
I'll give it a 9.
I'd actually go 9, too.
Yeah. I'll go 8.5. I'm going to jump with another half.
All right, I'm going to give it a 9 as well.
All right.
Give
now
it a 9. Yeah.
Absolutely. We'll give a final thoughts on our ratings. I'll go first. To me, this is a passing of the torch WrestleMania. It's also an underrated one. A lot of people, like, I think this is almost better than 20. There's a lot of good shit out of here. And a lot of, this is, to me, it's the Ruthless Aggression era personified. And all the best guys on it are here.
Yeah.
So, minus, like, a couple. But it was, to me, this was almost a perfect WrestleMania. I liked everything about it, and I give it a 9 out of 10. For the modern generation, very solid. Well, not modern, but. All right, Eric.
I love this WrestleMania. Rewatching it, and I thought it was good. There was, like, no bad match on the card besides the two filler. For all the shit I give to Wade during this era, he did lose 3 straight WrestleMania in the main event, 20, 21, and 22. So I'll give him credit there. He did put over Benoit, Batista, and Cena. So I'll give this WrestleMania 9 out of 10, too.
Okay. Clintus, why don't you go next?
All right. So I want to give this basically a 9 out of 10. I think this WrestleMania set was built perfectly because throughout the rest of the year, we saw excellent rivalries throughout the year. We got the rematch with Shawn and Kurt Angle again. Batista and Triple H had a 3 pay-per-view main eventers, and then that classic Hell in a Cell. JBL and John Cena had an awesome first blood match. Edge, this jump started Edge's career as well with the Money in the Bank and him proving he can be a future main eventer, which he was. Let him go to what he is now.
All right.
9 out of 10.
All right. So this match, this was actually like kind of continued like a string of like really good WrestleManias. WrestleMania actually didn't really start to suck until they got to 24. But, and I did like a lot of the stuff that happened here. Like, the matches were good, all except for 2. And unfortunately, the 2 matches that weren't good were the 2 with the 2 people with the nicest asses and the 2 people with the biggest asses. Those 2 matches were ass. But I would give this WrestleMania, I would say 9.5 out of 10.
Ooh. 9.5?
Yeah.
You liked it that much?
Yeah.
All right. Check out the Wrestling Outlet Wednesdays and Saturdays. Check out us Fridays at 6:30 for this. Tomorrow, Scripted Unlimited, what are you doing?
If we end up doing a show, it's going to be part two of our sitcom character tier list.
Okay. Yep. I might do my deal tomorrow, too.
Okay.
Sunday, the Stabcast, we're going to be doing Haunt. Me and Mindy really enjoyed that. And, yeah.
And we will update everybody on what next Friday's episode is going to be. Did you want to do your...
My what?
Because you had an idea.
Well, no, you had an idea. Did you want to do that now or you want to wait on that? Because I have an idea.
All right, we'll do yours.
We're going to get a little romantic.
Okay.
And we're going to do top 10 relationships in wrestling.
Okay.
Whether it's off screen, on screen, it doesn't have to be a couple. It can be a bromance. It can be a buddies. It can be a duo. Again, for anybody from like JR and Austin to fucking Stephanie and Triple H to anybody, or Rock and Sock, fucking Elizabeth.
Crash and Hardcore Holly.
Yes, anybody. Any duos, top 10 relationships next week.
Okay.
It could be buddies. It could be anybody. And it doesn't have to be, it could be kayfabe. It could be fake just on the screen. If your favorite is Mae Young and Mark Henry, go ahead.
I might.
All right. So everybody come up with a list, and we'll do that next week.
Okay, cool.
All right. This was a fun episode. Let's all go watch SmackDown. You guys are great. We'll see everybody next time.
Later.
Later.